Blog Talk Radio.
Hi.
I gave y'all the link to YouTube.
But I don't know how to stream from YouTube. So I'm a little pissed off right now. I do not know how to stream on YouTube. I done set up the show on YouTube, the show here, the Large Manifest Show, and it's not working out. It's not quite working out. And I guess that's not going to do. But anyway, welcome back to the show. Welcome back. I'm here doing my thing again. And hot damn, son, I do not know how to go live from YouTube. Like, I really want to fucking throw my computer out the window. It ain't the computer fault. It's the technical difficulties of YouTube. YouTube make it look like that you can go live as if it was Instagram or Facebook. Like right now, I'm live on Facebook on the Law Manifest Show Facebook page. But for YouTube, I done set my shit up nice, and I can't even fucking go live. I don't even know how to fucking go stream live right now. I'm aggravated right now. But anyway, let me just go ahead and just today's mathematics, and we gonna get into it. Yo, shout out to my peoples that's up in here. Today is the 19th, which is 1 and 9. You know, 9 plus 1, that's 10. That makes it knowledge cipher. Okay, a cipher is a completion of a circle consisting of 360 degrees, which is 120 degrees, right? Knowledge 120 degrees, of wisdom 120 degrees, of understanding, which on the whole, all existence that pertains to a cipher. That's today's mathematics, y'all. So peace to the gods out there. And we going to get this going and shit. But, wow, this really got me blown away, so I'm going to have to skip that right there. Let me see if this is, let me see my brother right here. Yo, Mark Rick, what up, peace?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I hear you. What up,
fam? What's going down? Sure.
Yo, Mark, I can't live stream.
Why don't you go to YouTube and watch the tutorial?
Yo, Mark, live.
You should have figured out ahead of time.
Yo, say that again.
That you should have gone on YouTube and looked at a tutorial or something.
Yo, Mark Live, they made this shit look like Facebook and Instagram. The way YouTube, they asked me, see, here's the thing right here, Mark Rip. My man Logic, shout out to Logic from his morning rant show. I told him that YouTube made me to create a show. They told me I needed to create a show. He said, that's not true. You can go live on YouTube instantly. You can go live like ASAP, but YouTube didn't give me that option. So now I try to go in. It says webcam. And next thing you know, Mark Rip is asking me to create a show. I'm not going to create a show when the show is here. Like, yo, man, I'm so fucking burnt up, Mark. I was ready to really get busy, so now I got to call my man back and watch that tutorial. So it's no good now. This shit is fucked up now. I can't even live stream on YouTube. But I am live right now on Facebook on the Large Manifest Show page. So with that being said, yo, Mark, hold on a second, okay? Mark, you going to stay with me, right?
Yeah.
No doubt. Mark Rip is going to stay with me and shit. Yo, Magalore, Mr. Mag. 832. Okay. That dropped. Yo, 706.
What's good?
706. Who is that, the Diamond Devo?
That's Miss True Vision, baby.
Oh, True Vision. Oh, you back, True Vision. Oh, man, how you been?
I've been good. How about yourself?
Yo, I was going to tell you, I was up on, you know, up in the clouds right now. Now, I can't even, let me ask you something, Miss True Vision. Have you ever been live on YouTube?
I have not. I know a lot of people do go live on it, but I've never just really looked into it to see what you have to do.
Yeah, I'm really feeling like a true dickhead, Miss True Vision. I'm all excited, Miss True Vision, to go live on YouTube in front of the whole globe. Now I gotta watch a tutorial. Now I gotta ask questions. This shit saying waiting for Radar Band. Radar Band is here. But I can't even click to go live. Like, shit got me toe up right now. But I'm over.
Yeah, I was ready. I thought you had done it before. You should have told me, fam. I would have made sure it was good for you.
Yo, this is my first time. Hey, yo, Mark Clifford, you there?
Yeah.
Yo, you remember Mr.
Yeah.
Vision from back in the days?
Yeah, for sure. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How about yourself?
Oh, man, just chilling out here in L.A. So,
okay,
you know,
that's good.
Yeah, L.A., same old shit, different day.
Most definitely.
So, but we keeping the music going, though.
I see. I'm glad to see it's still alive.
Yeah, it's all about the music. So, that's what's up. So, what's going on tonight? Radar, what you got? Plan. Yo.
Oh, okay. Yo, man, I thought my other brother was gonna call in. Maybe I need to give him a call. Basically I got some topics that I'm gonna build on. Mark, me and you probably gonna argue tonight. We gonna have some disagreements, but we brothers, we agree to disagree, right? It's a little warm and a fresh.
Yeah,
right?
Being as long as you don't talk about my mama.
Oh, come on, son.
You know what I'm saying? It's
you know,
all good. You can debate. We can debate anything.
You know, let me see what's going on. Let me see what's going on. 832, Diamond Diva, you there? 832.
She dropped.
Okay, I guess they just listening. Answer 832. Yeah, man. So here's the deal, Miss True Vision. You there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Radar.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna keep you in with me, Miss True Vision. Is that cool?
That's cool. You know, I'm always here.
Okay, no doubt. Hey, I thought my brother was calling. My other brother. Yo, Mark, you remember Mr. Magalore, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was supposed to have been calling me. Damn, I can't hit him right now. But anyway, so look, I want to get into this real quick. You know, while we're here, and this is my take. So, Dr. Carl Anderson, if you don't know, he's the elder for our young black youth, for our young black brothers, for us, you know, black people. Power Numbers. It's his book. He also has 101 questions. The Black History Reader 101 questions you thought you would never ask. Also, Black Labor, White Wealth. That's the book that I ordered, but somehow the book went to Brooklyn instead of the Bronx. So, Dr. Claude
right.
Anderson, I don't know if y'all familiar with Dr. Claude Anderson, but he was on the Breakfast Club talking to Charlamagne. So look, here's the deal, Mark, Mystery Vision, and people that's listening. I know everyone has their take on racism and what race means and everything, and they also just rewrote in the dictionary. I'm going to pull that up. They just rewrote some new shit on what race is. Matter of fact, Mark, do me a favor. Can you pull up what race means, what they got in the dictionary? If you can pull that up, then I'm going to tell you, you know, and I agree with Dr. Claude Anderson on what race is. Okay, so.
Definition is a competition between a series of races for horses or dogs held with, a situation in which individuals or groups compete to be first to achieve a particular objective, the race, okay, a course of the, wait, a strong or rapid note, water, this is a dictionary, but
okay,
here we go, hold on. Each of the major divisions of humankind having distinct physical characteristics.
Yeah, go ahead.
The fact or condition of being, of belonging to a racial division or group, the qualities or characteristics associated with it. I don't know. Yeah. That's what I'm looking at.
Okay. Is that from the Webster Dictionary on race?
It's from one of these dictionaries from, it's on Google. When you Google Google definition. So it just gave me like 10 of them.
Oh, well, you know what? Let's do this. Let's put in racism. Okay, you know what, Mark? Now we come in the dictionary. Type in racism.
Racism? Hold on.
Yeah, type in racism.
Right, hold on.
Hey, yo,
so many police cars out here. Crazy.
Oh, well, you know what, Mark? Can you hear me, Mark?
Yeah.
Okay, so look. This is the Merriam-Webster. This is their definition on racism. It says a belief that race is fundamental determinant of human traits and capacities, and that racial differences produce an inherent superiority of a particular race. Okay, that's only number one. So race is fundamental human trait capacity, race differences. They got it wrong. That is definitely not racist. That is not what race means. Yo, Mark, did you pull that up to see what that is?
Definition racism. Racism, another term for racism. What does a theory that race determines human traits and capacitates also racism, other words from, okay. Yeah, it's weird when you Google it because they're giving you a bunch of different books. Okay, this is the Merriam-Webster dictionary. Theory that race determines human traits and capacity. Racism.
Okay, so I'm gonna come back and pull that back up and read again. Okay, so I don't know if a white person or somebody black or whoever wrote this, but this is in the Merriam-Webster, as Mark Griff said, a belief that race is a fundamental determinant of human trait capacity, and that racial differences produce and inherit superiority of a particular race. So superior will be white people. We got that. But see, here's the deal. This is something else. That is not what race is. Okay? So they got a particular race. So we know the particular race of superior people who claim to be superior over black people, which we are to be considered inferior. Right, Mark Lobb? That black people's inferior, but white people are superior to black people. Right, Mark? You hear me?
Right.
So I'm going to tell you what race really means coming from Dr. Claude Anderson. Did she hang up? Oh, no. I think this is yeah. What up, Ken?
Oh, shit. What up?
Yeah. What up, Ken?
No. Yo, my nigga, what's up?
Yo, Nino, come on, sir. Nino.
Bugging out.
I don't know what happened to him. I think Miss True Vision broke out. Let me try. Hey, yo, what's up?
Yo, what's going on, people? Yo, what's going on? How y'all doing? My name is Fred, man. How you doing?
Same training. What's your name?
Oh, my name is Fred, man. My name is Fred, man. How y'all doing?
We maintain it. Where you from, son?
I'm from Georgia, man. Atlanta.
Okay, good. Look, stick with the show, man. Tonight we talking about the real meaning of racism. I want to get your take on this shit, man, because I'm about to introduce you to a great black man by the name Dr. Claude Anderson. Have you ever heard of Dr. Claude Anderson?
Heard some rumblings of that gentleman, but we'd love to have a conversation with him.
Say it again, Bubba.
Have heard rumblings of this gentleman, but hey, we'd love to have a conversation with him.
Oh man.
We're going to talk about the real meaning of racism. I'm not going to take up the whole show, but I want to give y'all a real meaning from Dr. Claude Anderson. If you use your mentals, you would agree with Dr. Claude Anderson and not what whoever wrote in the Merriam-Webster Dictionary on what race is. Because people got it misconstrued on what race is. So my brother from ATL, I'm gonna read and I'm gonna give you my take on. Oh, no, I'm going to give you the take on Dr. Claude Anderson and let you figure it out in your mind. Do you agree with him, or are you going to agree with whoever wrote in the dictionary on what race is? You feel me?
That's what's up.
All right, my brother, don't go nowhere. I'm definitely coming back to you. Salute. Don't leave.
Most definitely.
So, Let me see this one more time. Hey, yo, 832, you live with Lord Leonard. Who's on the phone? 832-790. You live with us.
Hey, this is the Diamond Diva. What's going on? What the hell is going on up in this damn studio tonight?
Diamond Diva, how you doing tonight?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm speaking to you. I'm saying peace. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. I mean, I'm good now. I mean, like, earlier I was really confused. Like, I'm not understanding what the hell is happening here.
No, it's all good because right now we're gonna. See, here's the deal. Let me tell you who I am. And I know we talked earlier, but let me explain to you. Politics and hip hop is what my show about. So
and I know that.
Which we call it politics because it's tricks on what white people and cool black people think about what real racism is. So basically what's going on tonight, we're talking about, I'm introducing black people to Dr. Claude Anderson, who was on the Breakfast Club talking to Charlamagne the God. I don't know, Diamond Diva, if you ever heard of Dr. Claude Anderson. Okay, salute.
Yeah, I mean, I have.
You know who Dr. Umar Johnson is, right?
I've heard of him. Yes, I have.
But Dr. Claude is the elder. Umar Johnson, Tariq Nasheed, Boyce Watkins. Oh, this guy's the worst. Yo, sir, you interrupted my life, man. I thought you was calling in. What up? Yeah, call in now, sir. Call in now. Let's go. Hey, yo, Diamond Diva.
I'm here. Yes.
Okay. So basically, politics and hip hop is what my show about. But tonight, in this particular show, I want to introduce black people, you and everybody else that's listening. I want to introduce you to what racism is, what racism really means, coming from my elder, Dr. Claude Anderson. And you can also Google Dr. Claude Anderson, and he will tell you. You can read it. You can see yourself on who Dr. Claude Anderson is. But I'm gonna tell you and let y'all see for yourself on what racism is. Okay, Diamond Diva, Mark Rick, my brother from HL.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes. Diamond Diva, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so I'm about to hit you right now. So don't go nowhere, Miss Diamond Diva. Don't be good. We probably going to argue tonight, but that's all good because we all glad that we can agree to disagree. That's cool. We all can agree to disagree. So let's get busy, and I'm going to break this down to y'all. Let me bring Stun on. He was hosting with me tonight as well. Yo, Mr. Magalon, what's good, son?
Hey, yo, what's going on? It's the ancient mathematician, specially trained lab technician. Mr. Magalon in the building.
Stay right there, man. We talking about Dr. Claude Anderson. Sure. I'm going to let you still take on Dr. Claude, but let me go ahead and break down what racism means. And I'm going to bring you on, Mr. Mag. Bloody Phil, all right?
Yeah.
No doubt. Okay. So here we go here, right? Okay, here's the deal. What is racism? I hope y'all are listening. Concerns black people. Racism is wealth, right? And power based. It's a competitive relationship between blacks and non-black people. The sole purpose of racism is to support and ensure that white majority, white people, right, in its entirety, subgroups continue to dominate and use blacks as a means to produce wealth. Black labor, white wealth. This is racism, but there's also more, okay? The Jim Crow semi-slave resulted in the majority society becoming 99-foot giants, right, and blacks 1-foot midgets, right? This massive inequality in wealth and resources made blacks and non-competitive and totally depend upon white people. Now, I'll read that one more again, and then I'm going to give you my meaning and tell you what Anderson is saying. Hey, yo, Mark Rippon, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, let me say this again, right? Racism as a concern. What is racism as it concerns to black people, to us blacks? Why? Racism is a way in a power-based competitive relationship between blacks and non-blacks. Basically, race is a competition. We're competing, as Dr. Quark would say. If you have in a race, Mark Live, if me and you in a race, and we were trying to, you know, bet money on each other, me and you can't come in at the finish line together. That doesn't work. One of us have to whoop each other's ass in the race. One of us have to win. You can't hold all the dogs and the horses that's racing. You can't hope all the dogs and horses come in at the same time. That's not a competition. So you follow me, Mark Rippon?
Yeah.
So basically, I'm gonna do this again. I'm gonna win it again. I'm gonna finish the whole thing. Racism is a wealth and power based competitive relationship between blacks and non-blacks. Okay, we're competing. We're black people that's competing against non-black people. Okay, who are the non-blacks? White people, some Spanish people, Jews, etc. The sole purpose of racism is to support and ensure that the white majority in its entirety or ethnic subgroup continue to dominate and use blacks as a means to produce wealth and power. So basically what he's saying is white people use black people to get their money. That's why when he says black labor, white wealth. Now, Mark Lyon, do you have a problem with what I just read? Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I don't have a problem with it at all. I agree.
Right.
That's
now,
how it is.
True. Now, check this out. Centuries of blacks enslaved in the Jim Crow semi-slavery resorted in the majority of society becoming 99-foot giants. He's saying that the society now, 2020, what we living in for the corona and everything that's going on, Dr. Claude Anderson warned us years ago, Mark Lyon, what we need to do as black people to support ourselves, to have our own and not depend on white people or anybody else to look for them to help us. So he says blacks are 1-foot midgets. So that means, Mark, we're 1-foot midgets, meaning we're short and we can't protect ourselves, right? Okay.
Right.
True racism, right? True racism exists only when one group holds a disproportionate share of wealth and power over another group, then use those resources to marginalize and exploit and subjugate the weak group in America. There are some whites who use wealth. Now, he says some whites, okay. Not all whites. We'll say some whites who use wealth and power to marginalize and exploit. White can deny blacks employment, education, opportunity, business, resources, a place to live, or the right to vote. Like, look at that. Right? I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna go right here. Whites can deny black people employment, education, educational opportunity, business, resources, a place to live, or the right to vote. Right? Not more.
Right.
Does that make sense to you? Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Now I'm gonna bring other people on. But I want to say this. That hit the nail on the head. Look at the shit that we're going through right now. Although I'm not going to vote more, I don't know what you're going to do, Martha, or the people that's chimed in, Diamond Diva, everybody that's in. I'm not going to vote. But let's say if I want to vote. Look at the people that's trying to vote for Joe Biden right now. They're suppressing their vote. The U.S. man.
Yeah, but why not vote? You're not doing anything not voting.
Let me finish this point. No doubt, Mark. Let me finish this point, and I'm going to answer you, Rob. White people are suppressing the vote. They're talking about voter fraud. What fucking voter fraud, Mark Live? There is no voter fraud. This shit began to happen.
That's what they do to keep you home. That's the mental thing. It's called propaganda. They're giving you false information so you get discouraged and don't vote. And they know that hits the urban community more.
Also, Mark, with what are you going to get? Let's stay with racism, Mark. I'm gonna come back to vote because we're talking racism. And then we're talking vote. But I'm going to come back to vote, but I want to stick to this topic of the meaning of racism. So I'm going to bring Nino in. Hold on, Nino. Let me bring back in Diamond Diva and see if she agrees or if she heard me clearly. Let me bring her back in. Hey,
Pete,
Diamond Diva, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Did you hear me?
I could barely hear you.
Wait,
You probably need to get some people to put their phones on mute a little bit so that I can maybe hear your question or your comment or if there's anything you want to say.
Okay, let me do this. Hey, yo, Mark, I got you on mute. Okay, can you hear me
okay,
now?
Okay, that's so much. Yeah, that's much better.
Okay. Did you agree with Dr. Claude Anderson meaning on race or come back?
No, absolutely. I'm listening in because, like, it's like, you know, I'm trying to hear, you know, what everybody is saying. All right, but it just seems like things are just kind of like all over the place. So I'm trying to catch up with everybody and just kind of focus in on what everybody has to say about your subject tonight. I knew that we were going to be talking about politics and you know, hip-hop music, the culture and all of that. Again, I'm kind of like taken back a little bit because I'm just not understanding where we're going here. But I do get it now, okay? I really do get it now, and I'm with you, all right? But I got to just say this, and I'm going to leave it at that, right, until we move on to something else. I'm definitely with this whole thing of, you know, the racism and, you know, and how we're being treated as black people. But at the same time, I will say this, that this is the world that we are living in, all right? We're gonna kind of take away from what the doctor said and what all of your other guests have said. I'm going to just give my opinion on this. This is the world that we are living in, all right? We've been living in this world for a very long time. Right. And we have to be smart about this thing. We can do all of the education. We can throw out the, you know, we can, you know, our facts and our opinions or whatever it is that we can throw out, you know, to, you know, put a, a Band-Aid on this thing, but at the end of the day, it still exists. This is racism at its best, all right? And so we as black people, we need to get ourselves.
Wait a minute. We got to unpack what you're saying because you said a lot. So we got to unpack what you said and what you said. Yeah, at the end of the day, racism exists, and you know you want to take away from what Dr. Claude Anderson said, but you can't take away from what Dr. Claude Anderson said because.
No, I'm not taking away from what he said. No, I'm not taking anything away from that. I'm just adding my own, you know, thing to what he, you know, what it is.
Right now, right, it's here, but this is what Dr. Claude Anderson is saying. Claude Anderson is saying that us as black people, we need to build our own and stop depending on other groups to help us. This
absolutely.
If you just read Powernomics and Black Labor, White Wealth, damn, I wish I had my book. I'm waiting for that book. If you order that book, it tells you he has five flaws. Now, Kanye West done mentioned Dr. Claude Anderson, but that's another conversation. I'm going to come back another week on that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Basically, Claude Anderson down in Diva, he wants us as black people, if we come together, sort of like Malcolm X. Malcolm X was for separation, not integration. And what Claude
mm-hmm.
Anderson is saying, black people need to depend on black people. We need to build wealth. You know, we need to, as shout out to Meryl Wayne, a true black woman, as she would say, buy black or put it back. So that's what we need to do. We need to buy black or put it back. Because let me tell you something. You got black people, you know, standing in line. This is the coronavirus season. You got black people in Harlem standing in line to buy $200 Jordans instead of taking that money and investing in their own Jordans to make their own sneakers. You feel what I'm saying, Diamond Diva?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So, case in point, Claude Anderson is just talking about people got racism wrong. People think racism is discrimination. Discrimination and racism is not the same. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
People think racism is thinking that racism means that you think that I'm gonna whatever. People got that crazy meaning, and I was one of them. I was one of them people that thought racism was the dictionary. But when I met Dr. Claude Anderson, I met him on YouTube, meaning when I came across this page from this brother named Tariq Nasheed, Boyce Watkins, I got heavy on into Dr. Claude Anderson. You know what I mean? So if you just check his history, Ms. Diamond Diva, you definitely going to talk about him. You know, he's the grandfather.
Right,
yeah,
right, right. And I want you to send me the link. Send the link to me in my DM, and then I will definitely check it out because I love reading. You know, so I'll definitely check that out. But let me just say this, okay? And again, I always take it off the cuff because I don't know why I'm thinking that I'm on my own radio station. But I take it off the cuff a little bit, all right? And I take it somewhere else. I'm gonna say this, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna nail it in, and because I know you got other callers that are in the studio. But I want to say this, okay? And this is just my opinion, all right? Y'all can shoot me down, whatever, because I'm gonna still come back for you, all right? It's what it is. I'll say this, okay? Listen. No, I'm gonna say this, all right? We can talk, we can educate our people, right? We can even give our people a fucking door to go in, right? This is the motherfucking door, yo. Walk in this bitch, right? You ain't even gotta do shit, just walk in the door. And I'm being profanity because that's what I am on my fucking station. I'm the Diamond Diva, all right? Hey, listen, I'm uncensored, okay? But I'm gonna take it there and say this, that we can teach our black people, We can teach them. We can preach. Well, I won't say teach them, but we can preach to them all fucking day long. But somebody ain't going to get it. You understand what I'm saying? And as long as somebody don't get it, we're going to still continue to go through what the fuck we're going through. Right? Now, I'm not saying that that's a knock on you continuing to educate, you know, those out there that are, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I was asleep at first, but now I'm woke. I'm not saying, I'm not knocking you from, you know, educating those people. But there's going to be some black people out there, and I'm not going to even call them black people. I'm going to call them niggas. Okay? There's going to be some niggas out there, you know what I'm saying, that's not going to get the message because they're comfortable in their fucking settings. Their way of life, their way of life have been given to them. They feel like this is the silver spoon. You're on HUD. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You're living in the fucking hood. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't knocking the hood because I stayed in the hood myself. But what I'm saying is that your way of life, okay, you've gotten comfortable with that to where you have turned off. You have turned off your ears to understanding that there is more to life than what you're doing right now. Somebody needs to speak up. You understand what I'm saying? And so, and guess what?
Okay.
My thing is this, and I'm going to be done because I can go. But I'm going to be done with this, all right? And say this, that guess what? At the end of the motherfucking day, okay, closed mouths don't get fed, all right? If you cannot preach the word, if you want, you know what I'm saying, you want to complain about the presidents, you want to complain about all of the shit that's broken in our system, all the way from police brutality and the way these fucking cops is fucking killing our fucking black men and women and children. You want to complain about all of that fucking shit, but what the fuck are you doing to make a difference, yo? What are you doing to make a difference? You're not making a difference because your fucking mouth is closed. So wake the fuck up. And understand that people like yourself that are getting on the airwaves and you're spinning your wheel, right? You're putting the message out there for people. And some motherfuckers are just not getting it because they're comfortable in their environment. Okay? But at the end of the fucking day, when some shit hit the motherfucking fan, they want to be the first ones to complain about this, that, and the third. And, you know what I'm saying, we need to make, we you know, justice. We need to do something about police brutality. We need to do something about these white cops killing our black men. But at the same time, you knocking your motherfucking black brother off with a fucking gun. You're killing your own people.
Leave it right there. Leave it there.
I'm sorry. But see, I tried to tell you. I tried to tell you I'll take it there. But
No. Stay there. Don't go nowhere. We come back to that. I'm gonna bring my other brother, Mr. Bag, along in here. He's hosting with me. We gonna hear his take too. But Diamond, don't keep it there. Please keep that volume right there. And I got my brother Mark with me, and everybody that's in here. Big up, Miss True Vision is in here. So Diamond Diva, don't wait a minute. Stay there. Stay right. Let me bring my brother, Mr. Mag, up in this pitch. Yo, Mr. Mag.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Say what up, Mr. Diva.
All right, let me get a minute to talk then. First of all, I'd like to say a peace out. You can't hear me?
Say peace out, Diamond Diva, sir.
Hold on. Whoa. Let me do my thing. This is my minute. You know what I'm saying? First of all, let me send a shout out to Mark Live. Mark, I'm much peace and much respect to Mark. Yo, much love and much respect to Mark Live. Big ups, my man. And I like what you and Ray Dar was doing in that video with Ice-T. That's my joint right there. So much love to y'all. Now, I would like to say with Diamond Diva, I was stealing her from the beginning, you know what I'm saying? Because once again, remember, back in the days when I first got up on the knowledge, yeah, I was ready to go shoot people. I was ready to go hurt people. And I remember when my brother first got up on the knowledge itself, we were in the movie theater, and he was yelling, yo, we're going to get these crackers. I was like, yo, bro, there's got to be a better way. He's like, no, I got to let everybody know. So what I'm saying is we know this. Okay, and we're used to this, and we grew up about this, and this is the way life is. Racism, life is racist here in America. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is that
we just got to stay strong, you know, and it is crazy. It is real crazy, you know what I'm saying? But we just got to stay strong. And I'm with Diamond Diva on that. I mean, it's crazy. There's so many different type of niggas, you know what I'm saying? And we all know people that really about it. They about it. They talk the talk and walk the walk. But then we know the other dude that's just, you know, they just want a nice piece of pussy and a blunt to smoke, which I'm not knocking that
right.
too. But I'm just saying there's so many different types of niggas out there. You know what I'm saying? And I love my people, so I'm really feeling this.
Exactly.
And I want to say, I'd like to say peace to Lord Manifest, Radar Van, for even putting this together, you know what I'm saying? And I feel the love from Diamond Diva, because Diamond Diva's basically saying she's with you, Ray. And as far as Anderson, you know, as far as Dr. Anderson, I'm with him too. But understand, I grew up with dudes that was close to Moses, that was close to Jesus. So, I mean, we've been through this before. And then the next thing you know, I see him sniffing coke off of some white girl's titties. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, God, eating a pork sandwich. I'm like, yo, God, you taught me better than that. Yo, don't worry about that, God. So what I'm saying is, look, we all human beings. We, you know, I'm glad we're here tonight. And I want us to all learn from each other. Word up.
No doubt.
Mr. Magdalene.
Yeah.
Mr. Magdalene.
Huh?
Are you?
No, this
is not Reggie.
So, yeah, I just want us to vibe with each other because, you know, we all learn from each other at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
So look, let's stay on topic. Basically, I want to get – you can say it in two in 15 seconds. We can move on. Trust me, we can move on. And
okay.
I'm going to answer more Bob's question on why I'm not going to vote. So,
okay.
Topic now. In a nutshell, Mr. Mack, you can say it yourself and let people hear you. So you do agree with Dr. Claude Anderson on the real meaning of racism?
Yes, I do. Just the way I heard Mark Live agree, and just the way I heard Diamond Diva agree. I agree with him too. He's a smart brother.
I'm gonna also send you the link. No, I can't. I'm also gonna send you the link. Bloody Phil, Mr. Mag, of Dr. Claude Anderson, so you can check out Black Labor, White Wealth, and he got a lot of books, Powernomics, 101 Questions of Black History Reader, and so on. So, yo, Mr. Mag, don't go nowhere, man. Let me bring some people in and get this thing.
Okay.
Man, listen, Noah, come here. This is a whack-ass... No, nigga, I'm on an interview, right?
Okay,
I gotta make sure they called me. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear
me? Go ahead and say what you said. We heard you. Go ahead.
Hey, listen. I'm gonna say this to you, okay? I agree with everybody in this studio. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. I agree with everybody in this studio, but I'm really whacked out right now because I guess probably because I thought that, you know what I'm saying, we were going to get in. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck I thought. All right? But I will say this, okay? Bro, listen. This about my black people, and I'm going to go back to my black people because I understand that that is where we are.
Wait,
I'm going to go back to my black people, okay?
Wait a minute, Diamond Diva. I gotta grab some other people in here. Let me grab them in. Stay where your point at. We're going to come back on your point. But let me bring some other people in. Is that cool?
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, stay there. Don't go anywhere. Let me bring some other peeps in.
I'm here with you.
Salute. Oh, this is Nino Carter right here. Let me bring in my brother Nino Carter. I think Nino Carter, peace, brother.
Yeah.
Yo, Nino, in like 1 minute.
You hear me?
Talk about give us your meaning, man. How you feel about what I just read, Dr. Paul Anderson on the meaning of racism? What should it take? 1 minute. 1 minute.
Katie going in, exactly what he says, you know what I mean? Because it's like so many definitions to it. It rotates all around, but it's always related to black people, period. You know what I mean? Even though it could be all different races, racism, but the main thing is towards black people, you know what I mean, where it always originates from. Now, I just want to say one thing, though, like, you know, I was reading up on him, Dr. Claude Anderson, but there's also a lot of people forgetting about a lot of other psychologists, doctors, that he had in the past. And there's one that I studied that he talked about everything that's happened right now, but he's not alive no more, right? Dr. Amos Wilson. And he has some real strong books. And the book that talks about right now what's happening, and it's like a relapse. It always happens and keep happening over and over and over. And it's the blueprint for black power. And you talk about the economics and the politics. And if you read that book, you're going to see everything that's happening right now that's been happening through the past and all the way up to now, exactly what he wrote in his book. And he died. He died back in like 93. You know what I'm saying? Back in the 90s. But everything he wrote in that book says everything about what's happening now. It's like, wow. He knew what was going on. He knew how the economics, the elevation of how blacks with the whites and the Asians, how it rotates and how it controls the black population. It's real talk. So, I would say some people take a look in that book and some other things he had also did, like development psychology of black children and erasing the black man. Exactly. Those books speak exactly about everything.
Nino, you went over a minute. We got that.
All right.
You went over a minute. But Nino, don't go anywhere. Because there's something else that we're going to build on. We're going to come back after that. I'm going to play some bangers, but I got to give another person a minute before I do play some music. And then I'm going to come back to my brother, Mark Rippin. We disagree. I'm going to break that down. And shout out to Ice Cube. I'm on board with Ice Cube. So stay right there, Nino. I'm coming right back to you. Hold up. Salute. All right. We got, this is my man right here. You know this number? It's my brother right here. Ariel, what up? Peace.
Yo, what's going down, man?
Ariel. Yo, the B cartel. Ariel, real quick, hey. 1 minute, man. 1 minute. 1 minute. Give me 1 minute, Ariel. Racism. What's your meaning? Like, how you feel? Do you agree with Dr. Claude Anderson on the meaning of racism?
Can you repeat that definition that he said?
Dr. Claude Anderson. Have you ever heard of him, Ariel?
Slightly.
Okay. Basically, I don't want to go back and read it again. I'll give you the link, but
give me a part of it so I can understand what you're trying to express here.
Okay. Basically, I'm gonna show you. Okay, in the Merriam-Webster, I wanted to give somebody else a minute. I don't want to go over the minute. Ariel, can I come right back to you? I don't want to go again. I want to give somebody else a minute that heard me. Can I come back to you, A?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going right back. I don't want to go over a minute. Who else? Oh, okay. My brother from ATL right here. I forgot his name. Hey, yo, my brother from ATL, tell me your name again. My bad. 813-476. Lord, manifest. 813-476. Yo, what's your name, brother?
Yo, what's up, man? It's Fred, man.
Yo,
peace to you, man. Peace to you.
Forgive me, man. Tell the people your name again.
Oh, it's Fred, man.
Fred.
It's Fred.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
So,
Fred, just need a minute, but I want to ask you, do you agree with Dr. Claude Anderson? Or his meaning of racism?
You know what? You know what? I actually do, but I do. But I do want to amplify his point. I won't be before you guys long. And really, it's probably gonna take me a minute to say this. Really. So,
go ahead.
First and foremost,
one minute. Give me a minute, brother. Go 1 minute.
I got you. So first and foremost, let us all not forget. First and foremost, that this thing that's called racism, first of all, it's learned behavior. First and foremost, let's all agree that this is learned behavior. First and foremost, this is nothing that's ingrained or anything like that. This is something that's been taught from inception. So, and the thing about it is, racism can go beyond just from white people to black people, because even in that instance, we as black people can be racist to ourselves.
Fred, I got to stop you there, brother. I'm sorry, but we can agree to disagree, but black people cannot be racist, brother. We can be prejudiced, but not racist. To being racist. Now, I just showed you the meaning of racism. Racism is a competitive sport. It's competitive between two groups, blacks and non-blacks. Blacks and non-blacks. Prejudice, I could be prejudice.
So what do you call the competition with ourselves? What do you call the competition with ourselves? Is that jealousy? Is that envy? Is that hatred? What is that?
Yo, brother, thank you for bringing that up right there. Yo, salute to you. We're doing exactly what the white man showed us hundreds of years ago, when the white man was stuffing food in our asses, you know, making us enslave other blacks. And that shit been with us forever. Other blacks, you know, higher than a lord in slavery. So that stuck with us from thousands of many years ago to 2020, where we do hate each other as black people from all the shit that white people done to us thousands of years ago. Do you agree with that?
I agree with that, but at the same time, there's a lot. But at the same time, you have to think about not only has that been perpetuated on us, but at the same time, that's also the mentality that we had that's been ingrained in us for so long. So, and you know, saying that, you know, we can never be proud of another black person climbing a ladder of success, or you know, getting to a certain plateau. It's always got to be some sort of jealousy or envy or hatred or something like that, because that's something we've been taught too. That's learned behavior as well.
That's why I say, since black people, I'll be telling my people when I talk to them in person, Fred, you know what I'll be saying? It's going to take another 5,000 years for black people to wake up. People think that because, rest in peace to the black man George Floyd, you know, shout out to Roland Martin, they think this is a new reconstruction because of George Floyd's son. No, it ain't. This ain't no reconstruction.
Nah.
Well, I don't agree
with
you.
So, you know
what? Right?
On that, we can most definitely agree with it. We can definitely agree on that.
So to answer your question with the self-hate, that's why Dr. Claude Anderson, black man, black brother, Fred, we need to get our own. The same thing that El Shabazz Malik was saying, Malcolm X, same thing that he was saying. Separation, you know, integration in 2020 and today. Black people still want to integrate. Black people are the only people, Fred, that care about what white people think of them. Not me. I don't, Dunn. I got pictures, I got videos of me on the train wilding out, going off, letting them have it. So with that being said, Fred, it's going to take thousands and thousands and thousands of years for us to, I won't, but for my black people to wake up, because at the end of the day, Fred, we're going to have to eliminate the coons. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, most definitely. But in eliminating those coons, we've been eliminating those codes. There's some other things that has to be instilled and downloaded into us with outside of those codes, because when you eliminate the jealousy, the envy, the hatred, now you have to download the love, the respect, the honor of thy brother and thy sister. You know, so when you remove something, you have to replace it with something that's of equal or even better value.
Hey, you know what? Hold it right there, and I'm in agreement with you, my brother Fred. I hold it right there, because now I gotta bring back my brother from the Beat Cartel. I gotta let him in while we're here. Fred, stay there. I'm coming back, brother.
Got you.
Stay there. Good luck. Let me bring my brother from the B Cartel back in. There you go. Let him get it in. Let me see Mark live. Why Ariel is there? Let me see my brother Mark Rip. Hey, yo, Mark Rippin, you there?
Yeah.
Yo, Ariel, you there? Hey.
I'm here.
Okay. So my case in point. On the racism is from Dr. Claude Anderson area, where it's a competitive competition. It's like a sport, but between blacks and non-blacks. So racism for resources, wealth, black labor, white wealth. White people using black people for their wealth to get money. That's racism, but that's what we're building on. But go ahead, Ariel. Go ahead. I think you get the point. Go ahead,
A. But instead of going between black and white people, what does it come down to? What color at the end of the day? That's the question you should be asking as well.
I'll give you 2 minutes, Ariel. Go ahead.
That's what I'm asking. I said if there's racism going on and it's supposed to be as far as to oppress, I'm looking at racism as a point of oppressing a group of people against another one, or even a group of people oppressing others, right? But the thing is, it comes down to one point. The point is that it comes down to one other color. And if it doesn't get to that color, this is when all chaos starts happening. This is why, once they mention war, comes down to one color. So it all breaks it down to just coming down to one color. When you have racism, you have all these things in place, they're all just fighting for one thing, and that is for the power and the almighty dollar, which is green. So you're placing people in housing developments where they're paying cheaper money. They're getting their money because the government is paying for that as well. So it's still going to be a thing about, it's all about economics.
Oh, economics, you just mm-hmm. you just hit the nail point, Ariel. Now that goes to the reason why I am on board with Ice Cube and even before Ice Cube. Ariel, have you been following Ice Cube? Be honest with me. Have you been following him?
I see what he said. He said, it's like, okay, what's the point if we vote for a Democrat or whatever? What's going to happen to us? We still in place. What is it going to take place for us? And I totally agree with what he's trying to say.
Hold on a minute, Ariel. Hold on. Hey, James, I gave you the number. I thought you was calling in.
I've been online for a long time. I thought I should call in.
Yeah, but I... Oh, oh, know what? You know what, James? Let me, yo, call back in. I'm going to bring you on right now, James. Call back in. I'm going to bring you on right now.
All right.
Call in. I'm going to bring you on now. Sorry. I got you. Hey, Ariel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, you there?
I'm here.
Ariel. So,
I'm here. Go ahead.
Basically, right, when you say economics, right, this is why I agree. I'm looking for my man's number. Why I agree with Ice Cube and way before what Ice Cube was saying. If somebody telling you to vote, look, our ancestors did not walk outside their door, Ariel, and get killed for us to vote. Of course they died. Of course they died, but they did not walk out their house in order for us to vote. Like you said, why should I vote just to vote? I'm not getting a damn thing for my vote. Like you said, black economics. You know what I mean? The contract for black America. Like, what are you going to vote? What are you getting for your vote? Why should I vote just to vote? Yeah, Donald Trump. Yeah.
You gotta understand when you're voting, you're moving pieces around. When you're moving pieces around, that signifies what is gonna take place in the near future. Remember, we're not supposed to be following politics.
Hey,
hurry
up, wait a minute. Yo, James, you there?
I'm here, Radar. Yeah.
Okay, hold up, James. Ariel, finish your point, eh?
Mm-hmm. I said, we're not supposed to be following what the politicians are saying. The politicians are supposed to be following what we're saying because we're the ones that put them in place there. And this is where the whole mishap is because they're in a position of power and they're able to maneuver the way they want to maneuver. And that puts us out in the cold, out in the dark. And then what happens to us? We get oppressed. We get pushed to the side. They don't care about us. They move around the money the way they want to move the money around, and they make it the best for them.
See, that's why I'm not voting, man.
But at the same time, you got to understand the administration that's in place now is an administration that's making us look bad throughout the whole world. And we can blame ourselves at a certain point, but at the same time, you got to understand there's power in numbers. When you have power in numbers, you have to get out there and exercise your right the way you have to. Because if not, look at the situation we're in right now.
Well, hold it right there, Ariel. Good looking.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, James Martin. There, James?
Yeah, I'm here, Radar.
Okay, James, I'm going to let you take it. Ariel, don't go nowhere, eh? Because I'm going to come back to you, eh? Hey, don't
I'm
break
here.
Out, okay? All right,
yeah,
good looking. Hey, yo, James, I'm going to let you well, first off, I want to introduce my brother, James Martin, San Francisco, California. He helped me get custody of my daughters when I lived in San Francisco many, many years ago. This brother here had a beautiful class, taught me how to be a great black man and stand forth. So I want to bring you, he's like my father. He is my father, my brother, James Martin. I wish I could get the pause and whistle for you, but go
word
ahead.
Word up.
What's up with y'all? I'm glad to be online with some great people. Can you hear me, everybody?
Yeah, everybody listening to James. Everybody
oh, okay.
Here.
Okay. All right. Well, listen. I've been online for a pretty good while. I just haven't been able to. I just kind of figured out what to do so you could hear me. But listen, I've been checking out, and right now you've been talking about. Say again.
That was my fault, James. That wasn't you. That was my fault. But I got you now. So we gonna listen to you, James. Take it away.
Okay, I'm good. I appreciate it. Listen, first off, Radar, man, I appreciate what you're doing. I appreciate, you know, I've seen you grow over the years. I've seen you come up, and you've been a different kind. You haven't been the run-of-the-mill kind of brother. You've been a brother that stands out, and you're with your own values, your own ways, and you're doing the right thing with your children, with your family, and I love your values. And I don't always agree with you. I don't, you know, I don't have a problem telling you that. But I'm glad you're there. And I don't need to do I don't need to agree with all my brothers and sisters because we got some diversity among us that the rest of these folks don't understand. But we've got to be my thought is we got to be strong about ourselves. And while racism absolutely is a problem, has been a problem in our world since we came to this country, certainly. But the reality is, Radar, I heard you say something I'm going to disagree with. You said it's going to take us 5,000 years before we get rid of all the crap that we got to deal with. But the reality is,
I said it's going to take a thousand. I'm sorry to interrupt you, James. I said it's going to take 1,000 years for black people to wake up.
Okay, and I recognize that, and I hear what you're saying. And what I'm saying in response is that we don't have 1,000 years. Because the crap that's going on in this environment with this administration, in this world, the way the world is changing. And listen, I've worked around the world on behalf of black Americans. Right, I can tell you that. I've been in Japan and South Korea. I've worked with South Africa. I've worked with the Japanese government. And all of these folks had something to offer to our folks. And I did my best to milk it out and bring resources to our communities, through our black businesses, through the NAACP, through my own advocacy on certain things. I took the largest group of African-Americans to the nation of Japan a bunch of years ago so they can be seen and so we can be seen. But my question overall, because I know it's going to take 1,000 years, but since we don't have 1,000 years, I believe that we've got to talk about what's our plan? Because we can sit back and talk the hell about racism and what its implication is for us, because racism talks about what they're doing to us. And brother, yeah. I respect, ask the question about what about, you know, the racism we have toward each other. And the reason Radar said that black folks cannot be racist because racism is a systemic thing. And the system that causes racism, That's where the power is, and we don't yet have the power over anybody, and we won't have it even among ourselves until we lay out a plan for moving forward. Otherwise, we will go in as many directions as we hear on these lines, and say there's so many others. So we don't have a manifesto about what is our agenda, where are we going, particularly since if we look at things realistically, we can see that this man in the White House is emulating Adolf Hitler. If you understand where it's going when he first came in office, if we watch and we understand history, the first thing this man in the White House did was went to the tomb, a memorial for the late president, Andrew Johnson. Andrew Johnson was one of the most evil presidents. If you know the history about what this country did to the Native Americans, he was responsible for the Trail of Tears, the so-called Trail of Tears, when he ordered, by executive order, the United States Army to march at least a dozen tribes across the country out of the southeast part of the United States all the way across to Missouri. They didn't have blankets. They didn't have shoes. They didn't have provisions. And they marched them through the dead of winter. Over 12,000 Native Americans marched with guns pointed at them, with soldiers on horses. 12,000 left the southeast coast, and only 4,000 arrived in Missouri because the white folks on that coast decided they didn't have enough room, so they displaced Native Americans who were trying to build their own towns and so on. But, see, understand, if this man is going to put a reef on this ugly ex-president's tomb, he's telling you something. He's saying, I'm going to be the same kind of man that's been. And as I have watched, I'm a student of history, and I've been an activist all my life, and I've been in the streets. I worked in Los Angeles to help bring the truth between the Crips and Bloods at some point, come back together, and we were able to do some things remarkable. But there was a plan that we had in place. But what we're missing is the coming together of people. We will complain, and we'll talk about what we think about this and what we think about that. But what is our plan to come together to change the, excuse me, and I don't talk like this normally, Radar would tell you, but to change the shit that we're dealing with right now. We can't do it by complaining. We don't have 1,000 years, Radar. We don't have 1,000 years, but that's why the heads that are on this line, and that's why some of the heads that we don't have on this line who are around, we have ideas, we have knowledge, we can put together the thing, we can bring people together without having an organization with a head so they can shoot them off, so they can assassinate somebody. We can come together, I'm not going to say underground on this open line, but we can come together with an organization where we're not telling everybody what we're doing, and everybody's just not going to come and sit up under us and understand what we're doing. We've got to have a strategy, folks. I'm sorry, and it's not going to happen unless we do that. We don't have a strategy. We've got to organize in some unique ways.
So James, thank you for saying that. That's why I say that Joe Biden doesn't have a strategy or a black agenda for black people. That's why I'm not going to vote for Joe. He doesn't have a strategy. He don't have no plan for black people, just like Barack Obama didn't have a plan for black people.
But allow me to say this, Radar, because somebody alluded to it on these lines. As long as we wait for Joe Biden or for anybody else to do what we need to have done while we sit back, it's just not going to work. That's why somebody else asked, you know, what's the point in voting? Well, see, if we have a strategy, we put it together and we put together our power, and we move this man in the way we need him to move, and we understand strategically how to do it. We don't sit back and say, oh, we can't do it, and we ain't never tried. We got to come together and determine how we're going to move our fortune, the fortune and the futures of our children, of our people ahead. Because, see, here's the deal. Years ago, I was on the board of directors of an organization called the Black United Fund out of Oakland, California. We brought in Alex Haley for a speech to raise money for the fund. And one of the things that Alex Haley told us, he said a couple of things of great interest, but he made an analogy of, because he talked to somebody, an author by the name, and who gave him advice by the name of Alvin Toffler. You may have read his old books, and I'm an old guy, so that's okay. I'm not ashamed. he wrote Future Shock, and he wrote The Third Wave, and he wrote Power Shift. And he wrote, and these are books that talk about what's going to happen in the future. So this futurist told Alvin Haley, he said, listen, man, and he's a white guy. He said, from my perspective, here's the issue your folks got to deal with. He said, black people for too long, for so long, as long as I can remember, have been coming together to deal primarily with one issue at a time. They've been saying, okay, right now, daddy needs a job, baby needs milk, and mama needs the family care thing so that she can deal with it. And we work on things, you know, that are in the same realm. But we very rarely have come together with an organizational thrust that deals with those immediate issues and then begins to plot a path for the future. And so whether the immediate issues are political or they're social, we've got a broad range of just those kinds of issues, and we don't have a manifesto of our own where we should proclaim what we're going to be doing and in that context, what our strategy will be in each one of those issue areas. But ultimately, We've got to put together an organizational thrust that deals with the immediacy of what we need right now, a broad range of the issues that we have to deal with, and be able to look for and plan for the bright future that we're looking for. And unless we do that, we're not ever going to see it. Because as long as we sit back and talk to each other about what the problems are, it's like white folks sitting around a cocktail table saying, some of my best friends are black. So
that's the thing right there. Why I don't part of my language, Cox, James, Mark, my brother, love you. But this is the reason why I do not. Oh, you know what? Because it's you, James. I'm not gonna curse. I don't mess with white people because I hate when white people say, "Hey, my friends are black." I got black. Yo, I don't buy that shit because they are the main ones that's out here protesting, but they're not protesting. They're tearing shit up, putting it on black people. They're Black Lives Matter thing. I'm not supportive of that. I don't support that. So
My point is to make an analogy that. To sit around like for white folks to do that to my best friends are black, it's not buying any of us anything. For us to sit back and talk about what the problems are and never make a plan to address the problems in earnest is at the same level. So we become functional. We become our own saviors with however you see, you know, the power of our greater power. We utilize that power in our lives when we begin to take it and mix it with the intellect that we have. Some of you all on this line are far smarter than I am, and I know you've got more energy because most of you are younger than I am. But the reality is until we put what we have together, we don't have really anything. We don't have the tools, but each one of you has got some tools. I got some tools. We put the tools together, and we build the damn house that we need to build for ourselves, and we stop depending on them to be our saviors and talk about what Joe Biden is going to do. We need to, and we can't say I'm not going to vote because that's our leverage. That's our leverage on Joe Biden, on anybody else, because they want it, because they got the power right now. We don't. We got to vote in order to motivate and move their power.
James, let me ask you, James. I got to ask
you.
There's no disrespect of you, James.
Radar, you don't disrespect me. Man, you're my brother.
No disrespect, but I want to ask you, James, you're going to vote, but what are you going to get for your vote? What are you giving?
Right now, based on what I'm seeing coming out of this White House, and I see, based on what I've seen in the conversations I've had, I guess I tend to see a whole lot more than a lot of my people see. I see a lot more danger. They think it's just politics, but I think we're already experiencing a level of genocide with a man who doesn't want to do anything to stem the tide of a massive virus, and he says he played it down while thousands of people are dying. This is a form of a genocide because you know, we all know on this line that the mass of people who are dying are us, and they look like us. And white folks have never cared about killing a few of their folks as long as they get as many as they can of us. So they're willing to have that expenditure. So I need to be able to leverage what's going to go on. I don't give a damn who gets into that White House. We've got to have a plan so we can leverage our positioning, and we can't leverage it if we don't have nothing to say about who gets in there. That's the first part of it. We've got to say what we got to say. We got to get out there and tell people to vote the way we need them to vote so we can leverage the power that we, the potential power that we can have that we currently don't have. So we've got to build that structure. I mean, you can't ride a ship if you haven't built it yet. But we got to build the ship, then jump in it and chart the course. And catch the right winds blowing the right direction, and make sure that we build more than one. Because damn it, we got to have our motto, but we can't have that unless we got a plan
James,
for you.
Now, James, we coming up on 11:30, and I want to play a couple of songs. But let me say this to you, James, because I hear you, I hear you, but I gotta disagree with you on the strength that I'm going on what Martin Luther King has said to Malcolm X. It says, Peace, he said, yo, I think I had led my people into a burning house. This is what Martin Luther King said out of his mouth. So with that being said, and if you don't know that one, I'll send you the link, James, so you can see that's what King said. So
That may be what Dr. King said, and it may be true that he would lead his people into a burning house.
But wait a minute.
Our job is to be the firemen, to put out the fire and save the house and use it for the tools that we need to get where we got to go. So no disrespect to Dr. King, because you know me and how hard I've worked in my life to emulate his dream and to implement his dream.
Hold it there, James. Let me play some music. I won't even rebuttal. You got that one. We're gonna come back. I want to play like four songs. Can I play four songs, James? I'm gonna come
back.
Right, I think the show will end at 12. Let me play a few songs, James. We're coming back. I want to hear from Mark. I want to introduce you to Mark. We got Diamond Diva, Mr. Magalore, Ariel. I'm Lord Manifest. I'm live on Facebook. James, I'm coming back. Stay with me, James.
I'm glad to be on here with all y'all, and thank you for having me, and I appreciate all the words y'all spoke.
We be back. So, yo, son, I'm going to play some joints, and don't go nowhere. I want Diamond Diva, Mark Live, 8, all my peoples, man. Tonight turned out pretty good. I can't wait to rewind this podcast or listen when it's ready. But I'm going to play four songs, yo, and we're going to come back and kill it. But let me hear from my brother, Ghostface Killer. Peace to Ghostface. What up, sir?
Yo, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. This is Big Ghostface in the building, straight from Staten Island. Y'all tuned in to War Affiliated Fam Radio right now. Y'all already know what it is. With the God, Tashim Allah, Ghostface, we in the building, War Affiliated. That's the fam, yo. One.
Well, what up? Peace.
Make a journey to the right.
Drop it on the dime for the turn up.
Let's go.
I make the young G's wanna be me.
What you say?
My reality, show y'all the come up. Dutch master spark, Garcia heart. I'm hip hop, your shit flop, your twist stroke the end rock. Different kind of breed, won't smoke four trees. Travel all seas in the hood like swell bees. My whole camp, more he's, more cheese taste. Big bass from cartel like Chopper on the place. Grind me a tough guy, you sure to say grace. I saw it in her face. That you wanna taste, straight out of Harlem like a law school. Got the whole team in here, act a fool, catch a bar stool. I'm telling you, my squad don't power love all you. Shower posse status, we'll be jamming on a war groove.
Body bag music, these dudes be shooters. Raw breed, pause, breathe, your boy's about to lose it. Murder be the case, got the Dutch and the Jews lit. This side, only thing moving be the movement.
I got my head out the sunroof, 100 proof, yelling off the roof, Ozzy Osbourne. God damn it, I'm so irregular. Two morphine, 10 Percocets. One tab joint to make me horny. Rockstar on my arm, killer room in the bar. White girls like to fly, give them raw. Or sometimes, yo, I give the bitch fentanyl. We turn up, this is GD, Grateful Dead. Hallucination, Bill Cosby, take your bitch. Shit amnesiac, seizuring, yo. Shut the fuck up, yo, if you're not speaking it. Get the heat again, it's not supportable. Yo, it's the audible with the blue laser in. Army grade again, turn your head into gravy train. Fear and loathing in the Big Apple.
Body bag music, these dudes be shooters. Raw breed, pause, breathe, your boy's about to lose it. Murder be the case, got the Dutch and the Jews lit. This side, only thing moving be the movie.
You know it's them why going hard, raw breed, getting that smoke raw, dancing on Bronx, we in the trap. I got the trap shop flow at the Cosmo. Penthouse suite on Fleek, a true cowboy.
fool, bruh. I'm about to blow. Word, I get him. Smoke rub, I said trim. Fam, I get it in. About that life, yo, true thug to the death of it. Wear hella bit, yo, the flow stay relevant. Let the metal spit, I black out when I clap out. Catch a full clip, son, my hammer hash it out. Y'all niggas tapping out, I cash out when I swerve. Back on the block, 40 racks when I splurge. Yo, that's my word, knock a bitch off the rip. I smash a fat ass down, face fat tip. But on the flip side, I piss Chris shit diamonds. It's raw, breathe the life, yo, the click stay grinding, grinding.
Red jacket killer, shun them hella in blood. I set that ass up when you put your foot in the job. I got the spikes for the bottom of your feet. The piers between your toes. You off to cut your ass cheeks when I'm in the boxing ring. I bob and weave, bite your head off like that hole from feet. I get busy and knock down. I wake a heavy bound, pull down the gown. I slap your ass like Pacquiao in the midnight. I shot your ass in the midnight. I was aiming for your dome, you got a short height. I can see as you walk, slip and jump rope. I suicide your ass, off a killing boat. I gotta hustle, I'm bringing my black brass knuckles. This bird pulling my arm, we about to start the tussle. It ain't nothing for me, and yo, I got strife. Domestic violence, son, you beat your wife.
Body bag music, these dudes be shooters. Raw breed, pause, breathe, your boy's about to lose it. Murder be the case, got the Dutch and the Jews lit. This side, only thing moving be the movement.
Hey, yo, shut up. This Iceberg, a.k.a. Ice-T, a.k.a. Glock in your motherfucking mouth, bitch. Yeah, I'm on the Lod Manifest show with my nigga Radar Van. Act like you know. Don't get tied up, kid. Yo, yo, this Mark Live, Mark Rippin, Mark Mega, Mark Livingston, Raw Breed, Kanati Spades, Analog Brothers. You listening to the Lod Manifest Show with my brother, Radar Van. Stay tuned, suckers. Peace.
I carry nothing but the metal thing. If I get stressed, I plug it in the travesty so I can settle things.
Run for the hills, get your burner.
I carry nothing but the metal thing. If I get stressed, I'll plug it in the driver's seat so I can settle things.
Run for the hills, go get your burner. Run for the hills, go get
now what
your
you
burner.
Know about an air mattress? Overweight women with white sashes. Squirting love in the face without asking. $300 food stamps cash in. 25 cent bag of chip action. Hopping the turnstile, running across traction. Wearing the same clothes, everyday fashion. Spitting rhymes all day, MC harassing. intoxicated all day in the sun basket. Keeping a fresh haircut with no question. So what you want, man? Little Debbie Brownies with a bag of chips. Petite ghetto bird, thick coochie lips. CD burner chilling in the crib. Mini disc recorder with the mic equipped. Drink elephant, think militant. You're so irrelevant and too delicate. Off the brick or off the spit. Let you get your coffin split. To be honest, yo, you soft as ish. I tell you which and talk your shit. You're not rhyming, you're just talking quick. For that, you get your tongue stabbed and slit. I got the style of hit, yo. You just ain't even mad. I carry yet. Nothing but the metal thing. If I get stressed, I'm plugging in the trap and see so I can settle things.
Run for the hills, forget your burners. Run for the hills, forget your burners.
I carry nothing but the metal thing. If I get stressed, I'm plugging in the trap and see so I can settle things.
Run for the hills, forget your burners. Run for the hills, forget your burners.
I listen
burners.
To Tim Dog's first album often. Work when the sun's up, take naps in the coffin. There's not an MC too hard, I can't soften. In sixth grade, I boned a redheaded chick named Sherry McLaughlin. So hard, so ill, so raw. We large, we large, we large. I flip a style to intimidate a verbalist. Nervousness, save yourself the encouragement. You feel embarrassment. Escape away from the torment of oral punishment. I'm caught within the content of ink. I can't think unless the paper line textures enables my pen to sink within the rings of the notebook. I beat that rice and beans when curry goats cook. I kick a six pack on high knee. At night you can find me. My streets getting grimy. I'm still spitting. These firm fitting word fittings were handwritten. Your flow fitting fake kittens. Bullshit. Carry nothing but the metal thing. If I get stressed, I'll plug it in the trap and see so I can settle things.
Run for the hills, go get your burners. Run for the hills, go get your burners.
I carry nothing but the metal thing. If I get stressed, I'll plug it in the trap machine so I can settle things.
Run for the hills, go get your burners. Run for the hills, go get your burners.
Now what you
burner.
Know about a soup kitchen? Getting busy the first night you meet a chicken. Waking up 3 days later, pubic hair itching. Pistol whooped in the back of the head, needing stitches. Vex in the middle of Harlem collecting riches. I don't think y'all know she's your best missing. Nowadays in NYC, you go to jail for pissing. In the corner down the corner. Get stressed, I'll plug it in the trap machine so I can...